This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time on the Big K Morning Show, we welcome another medical professional from Independence Health System Expert Care here. And today we welcome Dr. Kathleen Adams, a neurologist in the Westmoreland area. May is Stroke Awareness Month, and Independence Health System urges you to learn the signs and what you can do. And you can also see Dr. Adams on our live stream video at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Dr. Adams, good morning.
Good morning.
This may sound like a remedial question, but that's my job. What does a neurologist do?
Oh, I always tell people I'm the brain doctor. So we take care of things that involve the brain, the spinal cord, peripheral nerves, a little bit of everything.
And how does that tie in then with stroke and stroke awareness?
So stroke is a disorder of the brain. So when we talk about stroke, it's kind of like a heart attack of the brain. So you can have a blockage of a blood vessel and it causes damage to tissue of the brain. You can also have a blood vessel that ruptures and can cause a bleeding type of stroke called a hemorrhagic stroke. So stroke ties in because it affects your brain.
And there's an acronym I want you to talk about called BFAST, which is Balance Eyesight, Face, Arm, Speech, and Time. I assume this is something that you need recognized in the moment that this is happening, and the faster you get help, the better.
That's correct. So I like the acronym BFAST because it not only tells you what you're looking for stroke symptoms, but it also tells you what you need to do. You need to be fast because the sooner you get to the hospital, the more treatment options we have and the better we can treat you and the better recovery you'll have from your stroke. So when we talk about BFAST, B is for balance. So I always tell people you get up and normally you can walk without any trouble. So if you're leaning to one side or you're running into walls or you're just feet are not going where you want to go, that's something that you need to be concerned about. For eyesight, we talk about loss of vision. So it could be I'm not seeing out of the right side of my vision, I'm not seeing out of the left side of my vision, or I lost vision in one eye completely. And then for face, you always talk about the droopy face. So, you know, one side of my face, when I smile goes up and the other one doesn't, that's something to be concerned about. Definitely a concern for possible stroke there. Arm, when we talk about that, we have the patients raise their arms up and stick them out in front of them. If they can't get one arm up or the one arm drops down as you wait for a few seconds, that's a concern because they're weaker on that side than the other side. Speech, there's sort of a couple of things that we look at for speech. One is that classic garbled speech. I just can't understand them. They're saying normal words, but they're just really slurred. I can't understand them. The other is they're not getting the correct words out or they're not understanding the words that you're saying to them. So those are things you want to look for. And then T for BFAST is time, because time is of the essence. You lose millions of brain cells every minute that you're having a stroke. And so the sooner you get in, the sooner we can treat you and help you recover from this better. We have acute treatments that we can use if you're in the hospital within a certain amount of time.
And that said, a few years ago, we were in a meeting, just a casual meeting in the evening, and one of our participants went home and his wife was concerned. She thought maybe he had too much to drink, which he didn't. He had literally one beer, but he was slurred. Some of all of what you just said was happening and fortunately got help right away. What's the difference? I hear of mini strokes. What is a mini stroke?
So a lot of people use the term mini strokes for what we call a TIA, or a transient ischemic attack, okay? The definition of a TIA is that you have stroke-like symptoms, and they recover within 24 hours, and it doesn't leave a mark on your brain. So if I do an MRI, there's no stroke that I'm seeing on that, but you definitely had stroke symptoms that recovered very quickly. And basically, your brain cleared that quick enough to where it didn't leave a mark on your brain. We treat it the exact same way. So antiplatelet medicines like aspirin or Plavix, treating your cholesterol, treating, you know, diabetes, or if your blood sugar is off, all those things we treat the same way for a mini stroke as a stroke.
And as far as treatment for stroke, we know that it can be very debilitating for some, but others make a remarkable recovery.
Yes. And I always say you can't count people out. I've seen some really severe strokes that look very bad coming into the hospital, and you see them a year down the road and they look fantastic, almost back to themselves. So patients can really make dramatic recovery if you give them the time to do it.
Appreciate the work and your team do every day, Doc. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
May is Stroke Awareness Month, and Dr. Kathleen Adams, a neurologist with Independence Health System, expert care here.